رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له آمين آمين يا رب العالمين اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين اللهم اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم اهدنا وعافنا واعف عنا وارزقنا من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. من سورة يونس عليه السلام verse 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا Those who do not like to meet us, meaning Allah, وَرَضَوُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And they content with the life of dunya. وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهِ And they happy with it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ And those with our sign, they neglect it. They do not see it. أُولَئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ These people, they will be in Jahannam with whatever they gain. With whatever they gain. By this way, those who do not like to meet us, and they like dunya, and they content with it. Today, look at any Muslim family. Once they happy with their family, no Eid, no Islam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا The verse after that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And those who believe وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And do good deed يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُ Allah will guide them بِإِيمَانِهِمْ With their iman تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ The river running underneath them in جَنَّاتُ النَّعِيمِ Meaning now Allah advertising You see دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ The way they talk will be Subhanak Allahumma. وتحياتهم فيها سلام. And the greed inside is salam. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. ولو يعجل الله للناس الشر استعجلهم بالخير. And if Allah speed up the bad things, the shar, the calamity, like the way they want to speed up the good deed. I have to do. Right? We hurry. Anything we think is good, we want it so quick. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if Allah makes a calamity fast the way you want your goodness fast, what happened? لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلَهُمْ Your ajal will be done, finished. فَنَذَرُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُمْ Those who are in their own stray and ghafla, those who are content with their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will let them go. Why? And I will let them blind of what happened. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ And if mankind have any problem or calamity, he keep crying. Sitting, standing, and when we take the calamity out from him, he forget everything, and he go back. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Those who are astray, the shaitan make them decorate their own bad deed. You see, when you have something bad, what you do? You decorate it to hide it. You're not fixing it, you decorate it. You see, when you have a bedroom, what do? You paint it. Okay? وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُ. We destroy the people and nation before you when they become oppressor. وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And messenger came to them. وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. And they will not believe. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. What happened to Indonesia? They building a resort so quick. And so sophisticated. And people is so happy, they rebuild it. Because the tourists will come again. They get the message? Is the whole Muslim Ummah get the message? ثُمَّ جَعَلَاكُمْ خَلَائِفْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And after that, I will allow you to survive. And I will make you the Khalifa after them. What is it? لِنَنْظُرُ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. To see what you're going to do. To see what you're going to do. Okay, you hate your parents, you do not like what they're doing, what you're doing. How changed you are from them. Tell me, is this not the reality? I was talking to my family this weekend. And my youngest sister, she tell me, I tell her, well, how is the situation in Egypt? This is my youngest sister. She's younger than me by 7 years, meaning she's early 30 or mid 30. What she said? She said, my brother, sudden death is increase. Sudden death increase and increase among the younger. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, if Allah hates somebody, he take him all of a sudden. You have no time to for tawbah, no time for a safar, no time for anything. But we dumb. We said, oh, he has a nice death. He doesn't feel nothing. He never was sick. What else? She said, accident increase. What else? Cancer increase among the younger and the children. Now, according to UNESCO, according to the United Nations, number one rated cancer in the whole earth now is Egypt. Thanks to the corrupted government 25 years ago. You know what they did? With a very nice country nearby, they trade vegetable and fruit. They give them the best vegetable and fruit product, and the nice neighbor country with high technology, they give them corrupted vegetable and fruit. Full of genetic and hormone and diseases with chemical to corrupt society. And drug increases, adultery increases, torture between people increases, nobody's happy. And she tell me, the air is polluted, people is so bad, you cannot walk, you have no safety. You know what is that? Torture. Torture. Why? Nasullaha fa'ansahum anfusahum. They forget Allah. Allah make them forget themselves. And now, if you talk to any Muslim in earth, what do they talk about? Condition. They talk about condition. They talk about themselves. They talk about others. Where's Allah? Where's the message? Where's the duty of me as a Muslim in earth? Where's the khilafah? Tell me, where? It's not in my agenda. And all I worry about getting a job, or getting married, or having kids, or having a nice house, nice apartment, nice living room, that's it. It's scary, really, people. And we really, without no exaggeration, we're going too fast to the sign of the Day of Judgment. Well, I have no doubt about it. No doubt. No doubt. Why? What is the norm? Wrong. What is the norm? To be stray. To be a Muslim is not normal. Something wrong with you. But also, can I be a Muslim and worry about all this? Or keep going until I die? And in the front of Allah, I said, Allah, I tried. That's it. Can I worry about all this condition? No way. Why? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar is enough. Wallahi, one of them is enough. If you say it with your heart. But where is the heart? Where is the heart who calling Allah and content and believing Allah will do? But what happened with the heart full of raiba, shak, doubt? Meaning that iman is not kalkeen. You know, this week one hadith keep popping in my heart all the time. One hadith popping in my heart all the time. You know what is it, hadith? The hadith of Rasulullah, they ask him, what is iman? He said, iman, ma waqara fil qalb wa saddaqahu al-amal. Iman, ma waqara fil qalb, fi al-qalb. Qalb is what? Heart. Fi what? Inside. Qar, what it mean? Waqara, what it mean? Deep down, it's stuck. If you have something in the bottom, it's stuck to the bottom, this is called waqar. Not only in the bottom, because you can have in the bottom something, too light, it starts floating. But when it said waqara fil qalb, so deep, stuck, hold tight in the heart. This is what iman is. Ma waqara fil qalb. What else? Wa saddaqahu al-amal. And your action have sadq to what you have in your heart. Welcome to reality. Ask yourself, is the status of my heart and my tongue is equal? Is me thinking according to my heart and what I have in my heart? And this wise used to say, al-insan makhbu'un wara al-lisan. Human being is hidden behind his tongue. Once he talk, you know what inside. Another one, he said, a human being is hiding behind his tongue. If you want to know somebody, keep let him talk. You know what he has in his heart? But listen to me carefully. Let him talk. Don't initiate. Don't tell him what to say and not to say and what to think. Just be quiet. As soon or later, the person will start talking. Be dumb, be quiet. You learn a lot. Whom is talking? I'll give you advice for Sabeelillah. Get a tape recorder. Don't record to me, record to yourself. But record yourself honest in any given time. What coming from your heart all the time? Or most of the time? Because what coming from your tongue is not your tongue, excuse me. The tongue, they used to say, the turjuman of the heart. The translator of the heart. You want to know who you are? Listen to your voice. Listen to your talk. What are you talking about? How many times we talk about that? Huh? How many times? For years, right? How many of you honest to Allah, worry about this issue? Eh? Honest to Allah. And how much you worry about it in the daytime? From 9 to 5, 9 to 10, whatever, 9 to 9. How many times you worry about what you're saying and how and why? And you're really in a state of alert. Tell me, how many times? Do you know what it means? How much is stability in your talk? This is the stability of your heart. What happens if your heart like a volcano? What is that? Anything go? Can I be like that? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He already labeled the mu'min with the nafs al-mutma'inna. Today we have a topic of the topics. The topic of the topic. I consider it the topic of the topic. Last week or the week before we talk about the human nature with all the weakness and diseases. And Allah give us all the medication in Quran. What it mean? The more disease I have, who I blame? Huh? I cannot hear you.
Myself.
I cannot hear you.
Myself.
I cannot hear you.
Myself.
Say it loud and clear.
Myself.
That's it. Can I blame anybody?
No.
My mom?
No.
My dad?
No.
Environment?
No.
My slipper?
No.
My shoes?
No.
Only if you don't beat up yourself now, quick. Really. And wake up once and for all. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all this weakness and give you all the medication. By the way, anybody need vitamin? Rite Aid have vitamin sale. Buy one, get one free. Everybody will go right away. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He give us vitamin here. Vitamin with mineral, with herb and protein and everything. He said, get one, get Jannah free. Huh? How much we take vitamin daily to get Jannah? Huh? Right aid, we run. But the real aid of this life and hereafter, we're not running. For a few dollars we believe. Yeah. For Jannah we do not believe. Almost 17 years ago, 15 years ago, I came to a conclusion. And this conclusion, Allah gave it to me once, another time today. Or not today, in a few days ago. And this what I gained 17, 15 years ago, I will share it with you today. Hopefully, inshallah, some of you is still alive. Some of you is still alive. Some of you have a heart. Some of you have left over antenna going toward Allah saying, Ya Allah. Okay? What happens if my antenna is broken? What I do? Huh? How you fix it? Huh?
You try to change yourself and then you make dua as well.
MashaAllah. Allah iftah alayk. You have to change yourself. Because the antenna will grow automatically according to the status of the heart. Yes. This automatic antenna. You know the antenna in a car? You turn it on, the antenna go by itself? Similar. You said, Ya Allah, antenna go up. Okay? You said, oh my shaitan, my nafs, my genetic problem, antenna go down, helicopter come up. Now choose. You want helicopter up? Apache? Or antenna go up to Allah? Decide. Which one? Oh my genetic! Oh my shayateen! Come! Help me out! Call wash. What is wash? No. Whispering is nothing. No. This lunatic. You know, when you open TV and have no antenna, what do you do? Change the channel. Another channel. You have to put antenna. Right?
Yes.
And you have to focus, before you face it. And you have to pay money to the company. Okay? Similar. Okay? You do some iman. You connect your heart to Allah. You make dua. You ask Allah to save you and guard you. You ask Allah to open for you. Antenna go up. And now you will receive. What do you receive? Guidance. Rahmah. Tranquility. Opening. Trust. By this way, it allow you to do tawakkul ala Allah. Why? You waiting now. What are you waiting for? Coming soon. How many times you see sign coming soon? Once you see coming soon, something is new is coming. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my nasr, my victory, my tamkeen, my opening is coming soon. Only when you trust. And always I look for a shortcut. May Allah forgive me. And 15, 17 years ago, I look for a shortcut and Allah gave it to me again today. And it's not designed by me, it's designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll talk about it now. But this is not really a shortcut. Because this shortcut containing a lot of what? Sacrifice. a lot of giving. The more you give, the more He gives you. Anybody think what will be the topic today? A couple of weeks ago, we talked about human being is so weak, need medication. Only if you are a woman, not a female, only if you are a man, not a male, you will know the answer. Something so deep and so light and so basic in life. I said shortcut.
Life.
Eh?
Life.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. A survivor. Yeah. I was thinking you're not survivor. Why? Why not the Islam?
Because love of Allah is...
Like no, I want you to talk slowly now. You said love. Why is word love? Why? Why is the topic love?
Because love is the motivation. It's what keeps you going.
Love is the motivation. What else? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Love is the motivation. What else? Huh? Hmm. What else?
We misplace our loves?
No, no, but you see, I want you to learn how to go step by step. Number one, we said it, love. Why? Because love is a motivation. And what else? Love allows you to gain. Why I said woman and men, not male and female? If you are a woman, and you want to gain something from your man, what you have to do? Love. If you're a man and you want to get your woman, what you do? Love. Love make you gain. Anything you love, you gain from it. Supposed to be. Now what about love of Allah? Imagine if you love Allah, huh? Continue then. What will happen?
Then the good times and the bad times are both equal. It doesn't bother you.
Okay, this I can consider it second or third. But the first one is, if we love Allah, what will happen?
Allah will love
us back. Something else. Now we have Allah in our side. If you have Allah in your side, what else do you want? All the support, everything, we will be with you. Now, can we do like another faith and another cult on earth? We love Allah the way we like?
No.
I have a bad news and good news for you. The bad news is, you cannot love Allah the way you like. He already ordained how you want Him to be loved. He already ordained how He wants to be loved. And this is the issue today. We will go to Quran, straightforward to Quran, and see which quality Allah said. If you do it, He loves you. By this way, if I now want to love Allah, what I have to do? Try to find out what He wants. And struggle so hard to develop this quality. And once I do this quality, and the more I do it, I will generate what? Love between me and Allah. And once I generate this love between me and Allah, what will happen? Allah will be in your side. And once Allah will be on your side, all your problem is solved. Even your genetic problem, your shayateen problem, your helicopter, everything is gone. Yes?
Last time when we were reading Surah As-Saff, and where Allah Subhanahu says that, why do you say what you don't do? It's the most hateful to Allah. Mm-hmm. So meaning if we don't want Allah to hate us, we...
MashaAllah. Now, she said something else. She said, last week we was talking about the verse from Surah Al-Saf, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun? Why you say what you do not do? Okay? Allah hated most. This now hate. What's the opposite of hate?
Love.
No, like, not love. No, be careful. Because if you do not do what I hate, meaning what? Just normal. But love meaning you do the things I love. Today, let me tell you a bad news. The majority of us is so selfish and we do not know. Why? We live isolated on ourselves. We never live in jama'ah. We never live in the groups. But we do not even know how to take care about each other. We do not know how to be considerate. A few weeks ago, I was in a situation with some people. I tried to be considerate. One of the guys came and told me, please don't do that. I said, why? He said, in our culture, if you do that, people will misunderstand you. Do you think you are sneaky? You want something. I swear today, even to be good, sometimes you cannot. People will misunderstand you. But in one condition. I said to her, you're wrong. Because if my intention for Allah, I should not worry about you. Allah, He's the one. He can take my message and give it to you. What happened to you, sister, for applying today? You won't tell us you're raising some chicken somewhere. Do you understand, inshallah?
Inshallah.
By this way, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about love, okay? We'll hear from Allah what He quality, He love, and He considered this a way to get closer to Him. By Allah, not by me. You're going to see it and straightforward from Quran. Now, Qurat al-Ayn remind me about Rabi' al-Awwal. What going on in Rabi' al-Awwal? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born in Rabi' al-Awwal. Now, people do mawlid, people do halwa, people do this, do people do that, okay? But we can do mawlid and remember Rasulullah some every single day in our life. How? By trying to live his message, try to live his manner, try to live his duty and goal, the one he passed toward us after he died, which is the message of Allah. Because today, we think the message of Rasulullah is 2 rak'ah before, 2 rak'ah after. Fasting Monday and Thursday. Do miswak. Do extra naf. Sure, this between you and Allah. But the main one, to be rahmatun lil alameen. To be mercy to mankind. To get the message and spread it to mankind. We have a duty. The whole ummah forget. The whole ummah. We forget the duty. And even the people who talk about jihad. Jihad today become what? Fight. Become like you take a piece of land, I have to take it back. You take my government, I have to take it back. And we forget. The whole jihad, if you study jihad, is only for one topic. You know what is it?
Yeah.
To elevate the word of Allah. To spread the word of Allah. Who's holding us? Who's stopping us? Tell me, who? We do. We the one which chain ourselves with the garbage of dunya. You see? After tsunami, how many missionaries from all over the sect went to Indonesia? And how many Islamic groups sent their own people for da'wah? How many of them supporting some Islamic institution in Indonesia to spread some good pamphlet about Allah, about Qadr, about Iman, about thanking Allah, about the sign of Allah, about the sign of Day of Judgment? How? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. We are in the end of time. The sign of the end of time increase. And one of the end of time sign, ghafla. What ghafla meaning in Arabic? Ghafla meaning you're not here. Heroin, cocaine, opium. You're not in here. You're not in the state of mind. Ghafla. And when you have ghafla, you cannot see the sign.
I'm sorry. something and I wanted to share. Please be surprised. When you read this, it sounds like they're with Muslim, but it's...
Yeah. What happened is... Okay. She showed me now. Okay. Messiah brochure. Okay. And in here, it said, two Muslims, question, and a Christian friend. Now, this is actually what happened. It's nothing. If you know the amount of money spent, okay, for literature, things going even to a Muslim country, unbelievable. You see? Now, if we can talk about this, we're not going anywhere. Why? Because after you see it, okay, what was the big deal? Thanks to Muslim, our Muslim brother, they like to imitate Christian instead of imitating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Instead of saying, let's see what Allah and Rasulullah said, we said, let's see what Christian do, and we do like that. This is a nightmare, may Allah forgive us. This is why you find even all masajid in America, what they have? Huh? No, they have something else. In the member, next to the member, what do you have? Huh? This was never exist in Islam. This Christian. Also, in the time of Jum'ah, what you have? A box moving for donation. It never happened. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever touched the stone or say to his brother, quiet, no salah for him. What about in the sign of the Day of Judgment? Rasulullah said, he said, masajid will become like a market. Now you enter a masjid, the first thing it will become a big store. Meaning the advertising, not for the masjid. Now every masjid, the moment you enter, is stored. Even for your goodness, this is. And what I can do? I cannot say nothing. I cannot say nothing. Why? We are in the end of time. Now, we have another disease. We talk about what everybody's doing. What happened if my heart is not ready to sacrifice and do for Allah? Tell me what's the topic. This will become entertainment. Nur al-Ain. It will become entertainment. And we'll talk about it, and that's it. The topic is closed. You agree or no? Because what Allah said, Hawa wa ta'ala said, I was talking about it today in Surah Al-Tawbah. فَسَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ Allah will see you action. Your action, not your talk. You will not find a word in Quran said talk. Action. You understand? When you see this, how many Bengali become Christian? How many Indonesian become Christian? How many Indian become Christian? All over. And how many of us move? How many mother said, I wish my daughter to be invited to Allah? How many mother said, I wish my son to be invited to Allah? I want my son to be a doctor. I want my daughter to be a good engineer. I want her to have a good house, good life. Oh, my daughter, go to Jahannam. Please, go, go. This is what we're doing. The whole thing becomes dunya. And the responsibility of akhirah is not there. It's a responsibility, it's a duty. And today, let me tell you something. Whoever start even with intention to have this in his heart, you're lucky. Wallahi, you're lucky. Because today, if I ask you, what is the ultimate goodness today? You know what is that? To your heart and mind before akhirah. To think about akhirah. To think about the deen of Allah. To be ready to be a mu'min in a state of your heart, in a state of your mind, in a state of your action. And this missing from the whole ummah. Missing. Once we finish a session, once we finish Jum'ah, we go back to our routine life. We go back to our routine life like nothing going on. This is so scary.
Alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Very, very scary. By this way, if you ask me today, just to have our heart and mind in a state of akhirah, this is a plus. You want to go up? Now you have to have the fikr and thinking of the deen of Allah. You want to go up? Now you want strive for sabilillah. You want to go up? Now you want sacrifice for sabilillah. And now once you sacrifice, now you are on a level of what? Love. Because love is not a talk. You see? Love is a complete sacrifice, which is today we are too far from. Today I discovered 27 years ago, almost in America. What is it? When people said, I love you, what it means? I need you. Give me one, I give you one. You give me a gift, I give you a gift. You be nice to me, I be nice to you. It's not love. It's business. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't give. You give, and He give. And the giving of Allah is unseen. Why Allah make His giving unseen? This is the ultimate iman. You see, if you're coming now, sitting in the front of me with a gift, and tell me, you answer, I give you the gift. Yep, that's it. I want the gift. This easy. I would be motivated. I'm looking to the gift. But if you have no gift, none, and you tell me, you do that, I give you a gift. Meaning now, I do not believe in a gift, I have to believe in you. A complete trust in you, and trust in your promise. And if I be motivated, meaning now, I trust you. Now you think if you are a good person, and you feel, see me, I trust you, what happened to you? You will give me the gift or more? More. Why? You're so happy. You're so happy, I trust you. This trust between people, it generates unbelievable love and bond. Trust. And the trust coming from where? Obedience. The more you obey, the more you trust. But the time he like, not the time you like. Time you like is easy. Now when a situation arises, when accident arises, when calamity come, when somebody die, when something you do not like happen to you, this is a time you trust. Because you have to return it back and say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajoon. And you believe without no doubt. Is designed this way for a wisdom beyond your imagination. And only you can comprehend it when you trust. I was thinking today about me. Many times in my life I was wanted to do certain action. I lied so much, it didn't happen. And when I look back, after 10-15 years, I find it was good for me. It was a lot of goodness for me, but I do not know. At the time, I would never comprehend it. Later on, Allah allowed me to see. But why we do not see at the moment? Because we're so blind, we're so stuck with like and dislike. But when I surrender and I really submit, now Allah allow me. Today, Saida, you're missing the main important point. Okay. Which I said we're going to draw two human beings. Two human beings, only two. Mm-hmm. One, no head, only helicopter. Helicopter in the top, and in the hand has two knives, cutting your own heart. By this way, helicopter in the top, cutting your own heart with your own hand. And this is the majority of a human being. Majority. Muslim and non-Muslim. The another person has a big antenna. In the top, an antenna from the heart. This is the one going to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have iman, you're calling Allah, the antenna go up automatically, automatic antenna, it go to Allah, Allah open. You're not connecting your heart to Allah, the helicopter start, shayateen working inside, you're boiling, you're not going anywhere. And this is a whole human being like that, Muslim and non-Muslim alike. Now, if you open your TV and you have no cable, no antenna, what you see? Shh. Can you hear it a lot? Can you watch and benefit? This is what happened without antenna. By this way, what happened to us as a human being if we do not have antenna going up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now I want you to imagine yourself You have a situation. You're calling Allah until they go up. Now you're receiving guidance, rahmah, tranquility, wisdom, everything coming. Now a situation come up, like it and dislike it, helicopter start, knife start, shayateen going, a bad she going down, crash. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And now genetic problem, mother and father problem, society problem, this problem, ending. Never ending, crash, not ever ending story. Because crash in this life, crash in the hereafter. Okay? Because it generates shak, raibah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the opposite of iman and yaqeen. And trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? Yes or no?
Yes.
Anybody in here is alive?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
If you remember Allah, you are what?
Alive.
And the antenna is what?
Up.
And if you don't believe in Allah, what happened?
Crash.
And shh, call in Arabic, wash. The wash of shaitan, not the waswasa. Waswasa is the first scale. Second is wash. Third, helicopter. You can translate it.
I am.
Now, inshallah, we go for Salat al-Zuhr. And we continue after Zuhr, inshallah. If you're in a state of iman, what you should do? You should always touch your head. You should really always touch your head. And ask yourself, is helicopter up or antenna up? And get camera with infrared light to see which one is up. Oh, helicopter up? No. I have to stop. Okay? Antenna up? Alhamdulillah. Helicopter up? No. Okay? We said quick last week. For the benefit of everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the mankind ignorant. Ignorant, jahil, jahula. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created mankind da'if, weak, da'ifa. Allah created mankind khawf, with khawf. He always worry. Iza masahu shar, jazua. Wa inna insana khuliqa, halua. Always worry. Always fear. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind with jadal. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. And mankind always argue. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind and has خُصُومَ لِلَّهِ. خُصُومَ لِلَّهِ meaning خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Always have argue against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. في دائما جدل مع الله سبحانه وتعالى. العجلة والتسرع. Always mankind in hurry. Speed. وكان الإنسان عجولا. Mankind, he always hurry. البخل. Stingy. وإذا مسه الخير منوعا. If Allah give him goodness, he's stuck. Al-batru fi al-ni'ma. Meaning, he forgets the ni'ma of Allah. He forgets the bounty of Allah. Okay? Al-takabbur ala Allah wal-i'rad anhu. Inna al-insana la adgha. Mankind always arrogant over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-a'zu billah. And zalum nafsu. إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. Mankind is ظلوم, oppressor to himself, كفار. He always go in a stray against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الجحود. إن الإنسان ربه لكنود. Meaning Allah sent him as a message and he denied it. And number 13, اليأس من رحمة الله. And mankind always running in the opposite direction of the mercy of Allah. He doesn't believe Allah is mercy. He doesn't believe Allah can open. Now, we talk about this as an eye evidence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mankind is so weak and have all this deficiency, have all this fault, have all these diseases. Okay, And I tell you in Surat Yunus, or not in Surat Hud, Yunus or Hud? Yunus. Yunus verse 57. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. O mankind, I send you wisdom and a cure of what you have in your chest. وَهُدًا and guidance. وَرَحْمَةٌ and mercy to the believer, للمؤمنين. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِي فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, with the mercy of Allah and His guidance, they should be happy. This better what other accumulate. Do you get it or no? By this way, what Allah expected from us? Many things. To read Quran, to comprehend His message, to be aware about His advice. What it mean? Can I take advice from Allah and ignore it and call it advice? No. I have to respect the advice by living the advice. Okay? And what else? And take the medication for the cure of my heart. What is the medication? The word of Allah is the medication. The more I allow my heart to be living with the word of Allah is a medication. By learning, seeking knowledge of Allah, seeking knowledge of Quran, reading Quran, and living the message. This is a cure. And Allah in the end, He tell me, this is the way to succeed and your salvation and get guidance and rahmah, and you should be happy about what Allah give you. Do you get it or no? By this way, any weakness, any deficiency in me, this is normal. But if I continue like that, meaning I'm not taking the medication, or I'm not taking the medication regularly, or I'm not taking it at all, or I'm not taking it like in a small or in a sufficient amount of doses, what will happen? I will get weak, I will get away from Allah, all this disease will show up. You want this disease to come down and you want the opposite to happen, and Allah give you a quality, get closer to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we're going to talk about something else. And the author of this book, he said something. He said, if you understand all this, what something should happen to you? You should be starting working. You should be starting working. Toward what? To build yourself. To develop yourself. You see? To build the strength. Imagine I come to you, I check your muscles, and you're so weak. And I tell you, go to the Olympic. Or you have anemia or leukemia until you go to the Olympic? You agree or no?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Saida, you accept me in the Olympic?
No.
You accept me in the Olympic? With anemia and leukemia and all these diseases? No way. They will call 911. Take him to mental institute. Okay? Ya ayyuha al-insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. Oh mankind, you're running until you meet Allah, and you will meet your Lord. Now imagine meeting my Lord with what? And you see me in the seen and unseen. Please people, I will tell you something in the front of Allah. Don't ever play game with Allah, you will be a loser. Don't show up yourself in one way and your lifestyle is different. You cannot do that. You cannot. Allah will disgrace you like you cannot believe it. And Allah will switch your iman with hypocrite. And everything will be veiled. You will be in darkness. And your ending will be so bad. Allah hates it most. Don't have too many faces. Too many quality. Too many personality. You cannot do that. You are a Muslim here, you are a Muslim behind me, you are a Muslim in the front of everybody. Why? Allah is watching. The camera of Allah is watching. The microphone of Allah is writing down everything you do. Don't play game. Wallahi people, one of the things I find it, it really can destroy anybody when you play game with Allah. What meaning game with Allah? When I have too many personality, too many faces. Have one face, don't ever change it. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warning us, in the day of judgment, He will tell you, come, give me your action. Not your talk, your action. Show me what you've done. Your amal, your action, your deed. And there's many, many verses in Quran about that. And one of the most beautiful one I like is verse 39 to 41, Surah An-Najm, chapter An-Najm, the star. Okay, 39 to 41. What is it? وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And to mankind, he will not receive except what he running after. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. And you, action, you will see it. The result, you will see it. ثُمَّ يَجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءُ الْأَوْفَى. And after that, Allah will give you exactly what you earn. What it means? You're coming with bad tomato, he will give you the price. You're coming with good strawberry, he give you the price. You're coming with diamond, he give you the price. You're coming with garbage, also he give you the price. Now make a decision. What you're leaving in this dunya and you're going to meet Allah with? What you prepare? What do you have in your luggage? What do you have in the baggage? You are fill it up every moment and every day. And Allah warning us in Surah Al-Qiyamah, verse 36. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانَ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Is mankind think I will let him go like just like that? And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah SAW and all the companion and all the believer and all mankind was taqim kama umr. Ashura 15. Held steadfast the way I've been commanded. Okay? Now we're coming to our topic today. All this is just a reminder and introduction to our topic. Our topic is, if I want Allah to be in my side, if I want Allah to be with me, if Allah, I want Allah to help me, guide me, be with me, what I do? Huh?
Love Allah.
No.
You call him. Know what he loves.
You have to do first what he loves. You jumping. All of you jumping. What happened? Do you remember what I said before? World love is a big word. To gain the love of someone, you have to do action. This action will generate love. The love of the eyes and love of body and all this is fake. You see, love coming by action. Do you understand me? By this way, what is the sign of love? Action. Now we're going to focus in Quran today and see what Allah said. Okay? And inshallah, there will be an 8 point. There will be 8 point. 8 point.
Just one question.
Sure.
Is it wrong to think to love somebody so that you can reach the love of Allah, or we have to reach the love of Allah?
Okay, say it again.
To love someone.
Okay.
So that you can reach the love of Allah. Can you do that? Can you think this way?
Okay. Her question is, can we love someone with the intention to love Allah?
Mm-hmm.
Can we think this way? This, believe it, is an old techniques or methodology among the Sufi. Yes, they believe you cannot reach Allah unless you love now somebody. But I can tell you, Allah said it in Quran. Okay? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you claim you love Allah, love me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love Rasulullah. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Okay? By this way, some scholar takes this verse as the precondition to love Allah. The precondition to love Allah is to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you love Rasulullah, you get to know him, you get to follow his sunnah the maximum you can, and the more you get closer, the more you get closer. Now, somebody said, can I love a pious person? Can I allow I love good person? Okay, this is again has to be in the same frame. Meaning why you love him. Are you love him for Allah? Okay, that's good. Are you love him because he make you close to Allah? No problem. Are you love him because he's a good person, inshallah, hopefully. And you're trying to do some good for Allah? No problem. Why? It's part of our belief. But can be the? No. Meaning can be the most? No. The most is number one, love whom? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he said? The Arabic people used to say, إِنَّ الْمُحِبْ لِمَنْ يُحِبْ مُطِيعٌ. If you claim you love someone, the one who loves, to whom he loves, is obedience. Meaning the sign of love, according to Arabic terminology, is what? Obedience. If you ask me today, we're so arrogant, we're so stubborn, we cannot take real obedience. We take a tiny obedience and we run. Tiny obedience and we run. You see? You see how I do it? We run. We cannot calm down. Why Shayateen do not want you to do that? And this quality only coming by whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to what? Your sincerity and sidq and ikhlas. We go back to the basic. Let's talk about this as a base and we branch from it. Because believe it or not, before we go to this 8 point from Quran, something I discovered in my life, because I used to dig in this topic, and even it was a topic I was planning to give, and somehow collected in my life, collecting all the ahadith Qudsiyya, about what's the condition to love Allah, or one of the action Allah love. Let's talk about the base, and we branch from it. Okay? Now the base is what? Quran. The word of Allah is straight. Let's go to it first and branch and see what Rasulullah said, what the Tabi'in said, and what's going on. Okay? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the highest one, Al-Ihsan. Wal-Muhsineen. Wa-Ahsinu inna Allah yuhibbu al-Muhsineen. Al-Baqarah. Verse 195. وَالْمُحْسِنْ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْقَادِرُ الْعَاطِي. Muhsin in Arabic meaning the one who have and he give. Who have and he give. And I want to remind you about something so dangerous today. Okay? Giving in here is not only money. Giving money is one thing. What about giving mana? What about giving love? What about giving devotion? What about giving support? Now, who control this? Your ability. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us according to our ability. What it mean? You have money, you have to give. What about you have knowledge? You have to give. What about you have time? You have to give. What about I have no money and no time, nothing? Give dua. Give your heart. What about thinking? Imagine I have a personal need. I forget about my personal need and I worry about the need of others. Is this not too high? For example, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Aisha and everybody else radiallahu anhu ajma'in used to see him, what his condition? Ummati, ummati. My people, my people. You see, you will never find a companion or Rasulullah, oh my daughter, oh my son, oh my daughter, oh my son. Today when we meet each other, how are you? How are your family? How is your daughter? How is your son? How is your body? How is your weight? How is this? How is that? Everything about material. But we not think about the iman, we not think about the condition of the ummah. You get it or no?
Mm-hmm.
By this way, ihsan, muhsin, from every aspect, not one. Be careful. And according to what I gain, the muhsin, one of the highest ihsan, good manner, good akhlaq. Dealing with people with kindness, always. Not the way you like in the time you like, that's another problem. You understand? Now, we do not want to talk about this for too much because this is a very wide angle. And if you want me to remind you, I remind you of verse 92, Al-Imran. Verse 92, Al-Imran. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? Huh? You remember? You will never reach the door of goodness, the door of all the better, all the goodness, unless you spend of what you love. Now, what you love, it varies from one person to another. Okay? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Okay? Number two. By this way, Allah yuhibbuhum al-muhsineen. Allah love the muhsin. Number two, quality. Inna Allah yuhibbih al-tawwabin. Allah, He loves those who make tawbah. You commit sins, you stop it, you are feeling guilty about it, you commit not to go back, you ask Allah to forgive you, at this moment, Allah loves you. Now, some corrupted group in the Ummah, believe it or not, and this, they are living until now, they said exactly what Christians say. Exactly, they say the same. They said, okay, this verse you cannot do it until you commit sins. Go commit sins, Allah will love you. Yes, it's a group like that. And even this was a famous word of what his name is, Swagger. The more the sins, the more the redemption. The more the forgiven. And they take it in the wrong way. No. I get weak, I fall down, make tawbah. I do not go to the bar and say, okay, I'm going to commit sin for Allah to love me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Don't do that. Okay? This is the wrong intention and this makr. From Allah to you, meaning Allah plot and plan against you. And is arrogant from you. And playing game. You do that, punishment will be severe. Okay? But I get weak, I commit sins. Oh, astaghfirullah al-azim. Oh Allah, give me tawbah. And I stop. You have to stop of what you're doing. You cannot continue. And you ask Allah to give you tawbah. Okay? And you can go to Riyadh al-Salihin and go to the chapter of tawbah. You will find the basic ahadith about tawbah and the condition. Okay? It's not a talk. By this way, Allah loves whom? At-tawwabin. And whom else? وَيُحِبْ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And He loves those who cleanse themselves. Now, al-mutatahhirin here, and another verse in Surah Tawbah, this is Al-Baqarah verse 222, and Tawbah verse 108. Wallahu yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Now, tahur is two conditions. Tahur outside and tahur inside. The tahur outside, like ghusl, like good wudu, this to be clean, to be neat, to when you go to the bathroom, and do urination or whatever, number one or number two, you clean yourself. You clean yourself properly. This cleansing. But the another cleansing, that cleanse your heart from envy, from jealousy, from hate, from hasad, from ghayra, from uncertain, from content, which is the opposite, and not content, to do shukr, to do hamd, to live the quality of a believer. Okay? By this way, when you are in a stage of cleansing yourself, Allah loves you. But let me tell you something scary. I saw it when I was young, very young, and I learned from it. It was a young boy, was playing in the mud. And he really jumping in the mud, and the mud is splashing all over. And his mother is screaming to him, "Wash yourself." He said, "Yes, mommy, I'm washing." And he have a hose. He have a hose in his hand with the water and keep splashing mud all over. By this way, he's listening to his mom and he's listening to himself. He playing in the mud and he washing himself. By this way, in any given time, he's what? Dirty. Even the hose is keep running. Can we call this boy he's cleansing himself? Or he has to get out of the mud, stay in a dry area, wash himself, get away from the mud? I know many people in my life, they play game with Allah. They go to the mud and said, "I want tawbah." They go to the mud and they said, "I want to be tahor." You cannot do that. You're playing dirty game with Allah. And if you do that, I promise you, ending was very bad. Very bad. Do you know what the ending will be? Hypocrisy. Allah will fulfill your heart with hypocrisy. And I saw in my life people like that, the ending is very bad. Why? They're not honest. Because if you're honest, number one, get away from the mud. Ask Allah to give you tawbah. Start the stage of cleansing. At this time, Allah will love you and help you out and support you. But don't go in the mud, laying in the mud, have the hose and said, "I'm cleansing." Don't do like this boy. Okay? And this why number four is coming. Number four, istiqama, steadfast. والوفاء بالعهود والتقوى. Meaning to keep your promise and taqwa all together in one. بلى من أوفى بعهده واتقى فإن الله يحب المتقين. Those who keep their word. Al Imran 76. Those who keep their word, they keep their promises with Allah and have taqwa and steadfast with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them he will love them. You know, when I look at it, a beautiful quality Allah love. Now imagine somebody, he cannot keep his word. Every day was different word. Every day was different intention. And every day was different tone and different talk. What do you call that? Huh? What do you call him? Eh?
Hypocrite.
Munafiq. What else?
A liar.
A liar. Let me give you bad news. A hypocrite is a liar and a liar is a hypocrite. They come together. المنافق كذاب والكذاب منافق. Is a كذاب and منافق keep his word? Keep anything?
No.
Keep his عهد?
No.
That's it. May Allah forgive us, not make us among those. No. Let me give you a bad news. The majority of ummah, the majority is those. They cannot keep their word. They cannot keep their promise. They cannot keep anything. Number 5. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibb min? As-sabirin. وَمَا ضَعِفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah, He loves الصابرين. Ala Imran 146. By the way, these verses, you will not find it in this location only. It's too many in Quran. I'm just giving you example. But about sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you patience, and give you, you know, He loves a patient one, is plenty. And if you want to know it in detail, you have the most beautiful book about patience and gratitude. With what? Patience and Gratitude by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. If you read it really thoroughly, it will change your life. Yes. By the way, I believe somebody told me all these books located in Paris. In French. Yes. They are available. And it's much better even than English. Because the people who did translation French, they did a bitter job. Yeah. Some educated person was talking to me and he told me that. He told me if you look, you will find it. Yeah. Now, to make it easy for you today, there's big difference between as-sabr wal musabara. Patient and make yourself patient. Or, I'm patient. Okay? No. And also like Imam Hamza Yusuf, he said something so beautiful. He said, patience is the quality of the believer. And the patience located in Quran and Hadith about the quality was patient with Allah. Patient with Allah. Patient of doing zikr. Patient with doing obedience. Not patient and committing sins. Or patient and getting beat up? No. He said this himar, a donkey. But it's with a patient, Allah talking about it, patient with him. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالْصَلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Command your people to make salah and be patient with it. Surah Maryam. By this way, patient with what? With Allah. Is no patient with dunya. Is no patient with sins. No, it's patient with Allah. Or patient with the qadr of Allah. Allah ordained something to you and you do not like it. Be patient. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever Allah take his eyes, meaning he become blind, and he's patient and content, كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُدْخِلْهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah promise he will enter him Jannah. But you cannot go now and get a pen and blow your two eyes and say, I won't go Jannah. Okay? No. Something happened beyond your imagination. You're born this way. You are diabetic. Something happened. You lost your eyes. Okay? And believe me, I saw something amazing in my life. I met many blind people in my life. Unbelievable wisdom. Unbelievable vision. They can see more than us with eyeglasses. Really. Do you know why? If you're content with any calamity Allah give you, Allah switch you with wisdom, with vision, beyond your eyeglasses. Really. And the opposite, when you are too far from Allah, Allah switch you with what? Blindness. Hujub, wal'ayzu billah. And value you cannot see. So far, all this quality belong to whom? The saints make you beloved to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 6. And number 6, let me tell you something. In the front of Allah, almost 75 verse about this topic. 75 verse in Quran about the topic I'm going to mention, which a lot of us cannot handle. You know what is that? Tawakkul. إن الله يحب المتوكلين. Today you talk about this in any masjid, people will fight you. Fight you. Tell them, please go read Quran, the one you believe. Why Allah mentioned it almost 75 times? Almost 75 times. Okay? And Allah said, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. If you committed, تَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah loves those who do tawakkul, rely and trust in Allah. I do not believe the word trust is the right word. Trust, I consider it thiqa. Thiqa, trust in Allah. But tawakkul, rely on Allah. Anybody have a bit better? Or depending on Allah. I like rely more. Do you have anybody better to trust and rely on him? Ask yourself. But usually, let me tell you something. And this Ali Imran 159. Can a person rely on Allah but tomorrow he will not? Can you rely one day, tomorrow not? One day, tomorrow not? One day, tomorrow not? One day, tomorrow not? What do you call this person? Huh? Huh? Allah iftah alik. You said it so quick and there's a truth in Brina. Is a munafiq, is a liar. A mu'min will never do that, never. You cannot be in a state of iman and every day you change your mind. This is a pure sign of what? Huh? Say it loud. What is in Arabic? Munafiq. And what Allah promised in munafiqeen? في الدرك الأسفل من النار. The bottom of the hellfire. Yes. One sheikh, when I was young, he used to tell us, he said, it's not the Jews, it's not the Christian, it's us. It's us if we do not hold the message. Why? The one who knows is not like the one who doesn't know. Allah yahfazna ya Rabb. How much I rely on Allah?
100%.
It's very simple. How much you want love? The more you want love, the more you what? Okay. Let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see what he said. And this Rasulullah. You remember the dua I tell you before? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. Allahumma aslih li sha'ni kullu. Wa la takilni ila nafsi. The end of the hadith dua is, don't make me rely on myself. A blink of an eye. A blink of an eye. What happens if I rely on my helicopter more than I rely on Allah?
Crash.
Huh? What is it?
Crash.
Say it loud.
Crash.
What say it loud?
Crash.
Crash in dunya and akhirah. Welcome to those who have helicopter. You should go now, CAT scan and MRI. And once you tell them, give me a CAT scan and MRI to the brain, they will give you a picture of helicopter crash. And you pay $900 for that. Okay? By this way, I will give you advice now. Every one of you, get what? A picture of a crash helicopter. Put it in the top of your bed. And write down, this my own stupidity, this my own head, this my own intellect, this my own arrogance, this my own head. Okay? The another one, open the window and put antenna up. And ask yourself, I put it to what? To Time Warner? Huh?
To Allah.
Huh?
To Allah.
What?
To Allah.
Up. Not sidewise, not to Time Warner, not like to cable vision. No, we have only one cable, said La ilaha illallah. If you find something else, it's up to you. Who among you will get a picture of crashing helicopter and put in the top of the bed? Or, you know these things? Get a hat. Put crashing helicopter on the top with two springs. and woke and said, this is me, I'm dumb. This is me. Why? I do not listen to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I cannot rely on Allah. I'm relying in this. Go to the junkyard, helicopter junkyard, and see what happened to the helicopter. I'm not kidding, because every time I meet somebody, we are a bunch of helicopter, crashed already. Not even a working condition. You see? And the antenna is broken. By this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he make dua to Allah. Don't make me rely on myself. A blink of an eye. A blink of an eye. And another dua, and not even smaller or bigger than that. وَلَا أَصْغَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرُ. Don't make me rely on myself. Now I want you to put this in practice and see how you say. How many times you're facing condition and you rely on Allah and put antenna up? And how many times a situation arise and you put crash helicopter up? Please, do statistics yourself. And after that, pay for CAT scan MRI and tell them, excuse me, I want MRI for my head. And he would say, zzz, crash helicopter, you see? And that's it. $900. Insurance not covered. Now get somebody, make salatul janazah over yourself. Because you have no trust in Allah. Number 7, وَهُوَ الْعَدْلِ الْمُقْسِطْ يُحِبَّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ وَأَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. أَقْسِطُوا, القسط coming from balancing the scale. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, balance the scale, أَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مِنْ المقسطين. Allah, he loves those who do balance the scale. Let me ask you a question. This related to everything we do. Is really, if you do not rely on Allah and do the action belong to Allah and loving Allah, are you do justice to yourself? Or you do zulm to yourself? Now, let me ask you a question now. If you do zulm to yourself, can you do justice to other? This is a bad news, I tell you. Today we want other to be justice to us, and we not justice to ourselves. Can it work? Wallahi, I promise you, jump up and down, go right and left, north and south, you will never be justice to yourself, to other, until you do justice to yourself. Okay? What is the ultimate justice? To take yourself to Jannah. To get away from Jahannam. Actually, I consider this verse and this particular quality containing everything. You see? Because if you're not aware about it, you cannot do justice. And if you fail to do justice to yourself, how you can do justice to others? Like 2 weeks ago, one sister told me about a mother giving a bath to her own baby. She get a phone call or whatever, she go to the kitchen, by the time she come back, the baby went in a bathtub with a boiling water open, he swallowed and he's dead. Why? Is a mother have justice to leave a baby in the front of a bathtub, in the bathroom alone, for many, many minutes, 2.5 years old? With boiling water running? Is it justice? Is justice for a mother or a father takes a baby going to the kitchen in a time of cooking? I do not understand it. A year ago, a mother and a father in a kitchen, they drop a whole pot of pasta over the top of the head of their own child. And a child third degree burn. the rest of their life is gone. A girl, what meaning? She would be ugly the rest of her life, not even having no hair, nothing, whose face is gone, her body is gone. And who pay for it? The child. The price of what? The negligence of the mom, one moment. Are we doing justice? I can give you story after story about the negligence of a mom or a dad for a woman. And what's the price? What about the mother? The one she's jealous or envy or whatever. And she asks her husband for a divorce. And she denies a father from his own child because of her own arrogance and ego. And what she like, what she believe. I saw many mischief done by us. By us. Not the non-Muslim, us to each other. And we're playing game. And sometimes you cannot talk, you cannot. The heart is not open. The person is not in the state of receiving. May Allah save us from ourselves. When I hear people make Jum'ah and make dua against kuffar, I said, why you make dua against kuffar? Make dua against ourselves. Say to Allah, give us victory against ourselves. Give us victory against our shayateen. What the dua against kuffar will do if we are a kuffar? If we are a hypocrite? If we acting like that? How? Is justice to mankind for you to neglect the message and not give it back? Is it justice? You are the only one who has the medication. And you refuse to take it, and you refuse to give it to others? Because you spoiled bread? You do not want to take it seriously? Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة. And Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the message with strength. It's not a message with ease. Number 8. Allah yuhib those who are strong. Strong what? In money? In fame? In faith. I was reading a book by a living scholar. May Allah forgive him. Big scholar. And he was talking about tafsir al-Quran. And the first chapter introduction, he said, we have to go back and compete in strength with the enemy of Islam. He said, they are above us in strength. And we neglect it. We do not get it. And he's a scholar writing tafsir al-Quran. He doesn't see how many books in the shelves, how many author, how many mufakir, how many thinker, how many scholar in Muslim ummah having books and books and books they wrote and composed. And where's the people who are reading? And where's among the people who are reading, who's among the people who are following? I've been in a meeting with many scholar and many thinker, and the whole thing become what? Talk. Talk. Believe me, the talk is unbelievable, so beautiful, so powerful. But when you look to the talk, what are you talking about? To satisfy themselves. I wrote 10 books, I wrote 5 books, I wrote 15 books. And library so-and-so, full of my books. Library so-and-so, full of my books. So-and-so published my books. So-and-so library have many books. So-and-so museum has many books. Allahu Akbar. If the whole ummah full of books, but the whole ummah going to Jahannam, what happened to the books? We do not get it? Is the ummah now, the average people in the ummah, whatever, where you go, is ready for all these books? I do not get it. Is this people in a state of mind? In a state of heart? They have basic ABC Iman to understand the ummah is so ignorant? And they just came from colonialism? And they're so deep in dunya? And they never received La ilaha illallah? They never received the meaning of La ilaha illallah? They never really embrace Islam? I do not get it. Wallahi, I do not get it. Oh Allah, if you're sending fitna in earth, take my soul to you. Not in a state of fitna, not causing fitna to other, Ya Allah. Because this unbelievable blindness, and it's increasing so rapidly. Anybody left to live now, he's dead. Because fitna will increase. You live only if you are living for Sabeelah. If you're not living for Sabeelah, why are you living? Living for what? To accumulate sins? To go to Jahannam more? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ Surah As-Saff, verse 4. Allah loves those who fight in His cause like a wall. What meaning in here? The real strength of Iman, the real strength of unity. In Iman and unity. This is what he's talking about. Tell me now, how many verses in Quran about all people go get women? You see? You'll be shocked. Ya Allah, we're going to Jannah with three-piece suit and putai and cowboy hat. May Allah set us ready. Now what about the quality Allah hate? Now the quality Allah hate. The quality Allah dislike. The first one, al-i'tida. The first one, al-i'tida, to be an oppressor. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ Don't initiate i'tida. I'tida meaning when you initiate oppressing or oppressor against somebody. When you create, when you generate animosity, when you increase or you generate something, can generate hate. The Surah Al-Baqarah 190. And the bottom line of here is, don't go above the limit of Sharia. Because Sharia, it gives us all the limitation. Anytime you go beyond Sharia, you are over the limit. Meaning you are oppressor. Whatever issue is. Number two. Believe me, this topic, we can talk about it until we die. Because we are oppressed in every aspect. Every aspect today, we are oppressor. Oppressor to ourselves, oppressor to our family, to our nation, to our people, to our belief, to the Book of Allah. And we worry about others oppressing us. We live in it and we worry about others. Number two. One of the quality Allah hate and dislike, al-fasad wal-mufsidin. One scholar in Allah yarhamu, he used to call a television mufsidyun. Mufsidyun meaning the one generate fasad. If he's alive now, he will talk about internet too. Word fasad in Arabic is a broad meaning of anything causing mischief or causing damage or causing harm, meaning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything Allah dislike, anything is haram, if you are a part of his spread it, is a fasad. I was talking to some sister yesterday, for example, when you look to zina in Arabic, or in Islam, when a man or a woman commit adultery, okay? In Islam, what Allah said, He want for witness. Why Allah want for witness? Because it almost will be impossible. Why? Because when you study this topic, announce it is one thing, and do sutra is another thing. Sutra has many benefit, announce it has many damage. Has many facade. Because if you announce it, You have a problem to the wife, you have a problem to the woman, you have a problem to the man, you have a problem to the family, you have a problem in the society. You're causing mischief, you're causing people talk, you're causing backbiting. By this way, the amount of mischief from one action is so severe when you talk about it. And when you hide it, by the will of Allah, a person can give tawbah and that's it. Which one is better? And sutra. This is why Allah, certain thing, He wants sutra.
What is sutra?
Sutra to cover. When you know by accident somebody committing something haram, you do not go spread it. You do not talk about it. You see? You're not allowed. Okay? For example, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever initiate sunnah tayyiba, sunnah hasana, whoever initiate a good hasana, meaning is spreading good knowledge, is spreading anything to make you closer to Allah. Rasulullah promised, you will get the reward of that and those who follow you until the day of judgment. And if you initiate sunnah sayyi'ah, and if you initiate a new method of any fasad, what will happen? You have the punishment of that and the punishment of those who follow you until the day of judgment. By this way, what we're teaching, what we tell people to do, what we advise them to do. You see? For example, today you find people, oh, what is school you've been? You have to finish your doctorate degree. You have to do this. You have to do this. You have to make money. This sunnah what? Hasana or sayyah? You see? What is spreading? What is your advice? Be careful about your advice. Imagine the companion afraid to give advice. Today everyone giving advice. Nasiha is an amana. The advice is a trust. If you give somebody wrong advice, you will get the punishment of this advice if it goes wrong. You see? In Egypt, they make a movie about that many years ago, almost 15, 20 years ago, about the organ transplant. And in the end of the movie, when a case went wrong, and the man and another man have a side effect, and the doctor talking to the learned person, he said, it's not my fault. They ignore my advice. He said, you forget something. Your knowledge is not like their knowledge. And you know for a fact, you cannot hold this, and you're responsible in the front of Allah. Because what happened is, it was two people. One person wants a baby. He cannot get a baby. He married, he's happy, he's a businessman, rich. But they find out his sperm is weak. Why? Because al-ghudda al-nukhamiyya, the one glands is not working correctly. Weak. And what they have to do? They have to open somebody good, his head, take a tiny piece from his ghudda, from his glands, and put it in his glands to activate it. The operation is very peaceful. But it has a side effect. Because the area is so crucial and so sensitive in the head, the person has to go for rehab of 2 years.
Which one?
Both. And they have to be under supervision. Their body is weak. The immune system is weak. Now, the rich man, when he finished the operation, he took his wife and happy he would get a baby. And he acting like macho. And he forget the advice of the doctor. He get little bit of air, his body got shock, now he become paralyzed. Completely. And his wife is pregnant. The man who was young, have two wives, have 15 or 14 kids, macho young man, when he come back, all of a sudden he start having a lot of headache. And little by little, the headache go to more severe headache. He start doing drugs. His body is weak. He go lunatic. And he lost his mind. He lost his memory. Yes, it was a side effect of their own negligence. But the doctor forget, you're dealing with normal people, is not high educated. They cannot follow this high sophisticated procedure of follow-up. They need almost to be in a hospital for 2 years under complete consultation and supervision. How you can do that? You cannot. By this way, the learned man in the movie, he makes the doctor responsible, the one who encouraged both of them. Why? He tried to do one good and he generated all kind of mischief. In the front of Allah, I'm not a sheikh, I'm not a mufti, but organ transplant and all this and playing with dead people, Allahu A'lam, is very severe torture. Why? Body is an amana. Body is an amana. Nobody give us the right to play an amana. And it opened the door of mischief. What it mean? Yes, you can say it's allowed. And before you know it, wonder what happened. You have mafia of organ transplant. You have the rich people oppressing the poor people. You see? By this way, according to Sharia, now you open the door of mischief or fasad to a huge population just because you want eye. You want to save yourself? And by saving yourself, you're destroying a whole society? And you open a new crime in the market? I do not know how is our thinker and our educated people think. By this way, if I know fiqh, and I understand the main principle in fiqh, if I initiate an action can causing a mischief fasad, it should not be in the first place. This basic fiqh. By this way, the basic fiqh in Islam, anything can generate a door of fasad, the door of mischief, the door of injustice. Now you go to India, you go to Bangladesh, you go to Thailand, you go to Africa, you go to poor Arabic country, you steal people's body? Or you're stealing even alive people and you bribe them to give different organ? Or sometimes you kidnap people and kill them? Why? Who's the honor of that? The one who initiated in the first place. You said, I did not do that, I only organ. But you know the consequences of that. By this way, in Islam, when you give a verdict, you have to think about the consequences of your verdict. Not from one angle, from every angle. Why? We're supposed to close the door of fasad. Close the door of fasad. Do you understand or no? By this way, Allah do not like and hate those spread fasad. Al-Baqarah 205, Al-Ma'idah verse 64. And by the way, who's supposed to be us? Mufsideen or Muslihin? Muslihin. What happened to the Muslim on earth? Are Mufsideen or Muslihin? Ask yourself honest. You as an individual, as a family, as a collective, we are responsible. Are we Muslihin or Mufsideen? You cannot be a Salih. No. You cannot be. To be a Muslim, you have to be a Muslih. Meaning Salih لنفسك, Muslih للآخرين. To be a Muslim, you have to be pious and good to yourself and good to other. You cannot be just good to yourself. You cannot. And there's many evidence about it in Quran. In Surah Hud, Surah Yunus, many, many surah. Number three, Allah do not like and hate kufr and kafirin. He hates the disbelief and those who disbelieve. Wallahu la yuhibba kulla kaffarin athim. Allah he doesn't like everyone who disbelieve and get away. Inna la yuhib kulla mu'at. Inna la yuhib al kafirin. Allah he doesn't like and love the kuffar. Rome 45. But doesn't mean I go and dislike them too. Dislike and like has limit according to Sharia. Number four, and put underneath it million line for you, because it's all of us today. And all of us. Wallahu la yuhib al-zalimin. Allah la yuhibbu al-zalimin. Allah do not love the oppressor. Ali Imran 57. And zulm is many stage. You have zulm by committing sins. Zulm by not spreading goodness. Zulm by not seeking knowledge and be a good Muslim and strengthen your iman. And zulm by oppressing other, by eye, by tongue, by hand, by any mean. Even the things is hidden, like hasad, to be jealous or envy, is a fasad and zulm, because you oppress against others. Five. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not like the person who like himself. Yeah. Allah do not like the person who like himself. What it mean? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. And this will lead us to something else, will be number six. Ikib wa mutakabbirin. But first, the mutakabbir, he have a first stage, he like himself. I'm better than you. Physically, emotionally, knowledge, money, whatever, beauty, body, whatever it is. Today, what happened to us? We look and we compare, and we oppress each other. Or if I have something better than you, I walk like, with so like whatever. And I forget, anything we have or we do not have, it's just a trust. We do not own nothing. By this way, if Allah give you any good quality, alhamdulillah. If Allah takes something from you, alhamdulillah. And we should not look and compare and get upset. We cannot. We cannot. And we should always walk in humble and humility. Number six, Allah do not like al-mutakabbir. Allah do not like the arrogant one. Wal-mutakabbirin. Innahu la yuhibbu al-mutakabbirin. Allah do not love whom? Those who are arrogant. And there's many ahadith about that. Go to the chapter of Kibr. There's many ahadith qudsiyya, ahadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this word in Nah, chapter Nah, bees, verse 23. Number seven, Allah do not love those who talk bad. Just talk bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yuhibbu Allahu al-jahra bil su'i min al-qawl illa man dhulim. Meaning, you're not allowed to talk bad about nobody except the oppressed one. Meaning, for example, you go to the judge, you go to a sheikh, you go to something, someone said this against me. At this time, you can talk about it. What happens if somebody really oppresses you? Keep quiet between you and Allah. Allah will take care about it. As soon or later. May Allah forgive us because we're weak. We're so weak. Or unless you spread it because somebody spread something and you try to balance it. And even there's a question mark. According to the intention. Number eight. Allah do not like the betrayed. And a betrayer. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّكْ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا. Allah do not love those who are خَوَّان أَثِيم. Khawan meaning the one who betrayed. In the front of Allah, I will tell you something, it ached me so bad. In my life until this moment, the majority of all Muslim I dealt with them, close or far, they betrayed.
What Muslims?
Close or far, meaning close relationship, relative, close to you, or far away from you, meaning normal, we betrayed. What is betrayed? When you commit, when you said, I will commit for this, and you betrayed, khiyana. And this become normal today. And this, one of the things Allah hate. And this one of the sign of the hypocrite too. If you read in Riyad al-Salihin, okay, three quality is the major quality, and the fourth, we know each other. I give you a secret. I share something with you. 1 week later, 1 year later, you dislike me for any reason. Now you go spread what I said to you. Why? This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ. And if you have خُصُومَ, if he dislike you for anything, فَجَرَ, فُجُور. What is فُجُور? To talk bad after a good relationship. So extremely dangerous. Can I tell you something now, bad news? 99 from 100, or maybe almost 100, we do that today. We love each other, and once we have any aesthetic, the opposite. And all the goodness between us, all the ma'ruf is gone. And we start spreading the mischief. This is a sign of whom? Eh? Al-Munafiq, the hypocrite, wal-a'udhu billah. And this is why I decided when a situation arises like that, I be quiet. Call me a coward, call me whatever, I will be quiet. And I said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel.
I have a question. Regarding what you just said right now, how about if somebody has friction inside but he doesn't do anything? What's the cure for that?
Friction inside?
Inside, but he doesn't, you know, like express it to others.
This is dangerous too. Very dangerous. Imam Abu Hamid Ghazali, he said this is the worst. Because now the friction inside is between you and Allah. And he said, imagine you worry about people and you don't worry about Allah. This from Shaitan. And this is why Imam Abu Hamid Ghazali said, actually sometimes you can have hidden kibr, hidden arrogance, hidden hypocrisy, hidden shirk. And he said the hidden is more severe. Because who's the one who only see it? Allah. Meaning you worry about the people and you not worry about Allah. And this is why sometimes today I discover those who are too sweet, so nice, they are so really something. This, the pussycat you see, this is the one you worry about it. Because usually he's hiding the truth. Because if you are honest, some people say, you're too open, you this, you that, you this. This is me, I have no another picture. If you put me CAT scan, you will get the same. But a lot of people, you put them in CAT scan, you get 3-4 pictures. You see? Many times I deal with people so nice, and once you deal with them more, Allahu Akbar. One picture more, two picture more, 3D, 4D. Tell me now, can you be a Muslim 3D?
No.
Or 4D?
No.
What happens if they come with 5D?
Horrible.
6D? Believe me, people. If we go now to Walt Disney Animation, they will kick us out. They say, we have 3D, you are 5D. Out!
But how do you deal with people like that? If you know that they're...
Don't worry about them, worry about yourself first. Now what I will tell you to do, go to CAT scan, MRI, tell them, excuse me, I want to check myself. Mm-hmm. Is me 3D or 2D, 1D, 4D, what is it? Ask everybody around you about you. How many images you have? How many voice you have? How many personality you have? Really? You know, from my young child, I always worry about one thing. Okay? Listen to me carefully now. From my young child, I worry about one thing. When you meet us in the masajid, how we look like?
Angels.
Oh, you like to get one of each. Right? Give me one of each. I want to take them home. Okay, take them home. What happened?
Take them back.
Please, I want return. I don't want money. Take it, take it. And welcome to marriage. The moment you marry, you find now. Before you marry, you have 1D. The day of marriage, maybe you find 2D. After marriage, 3D. If you survive, 4D. What's going on? Which D you have? You're smiling. Do you know what is that? Rasulullah he said about these people, some of these people who do injustice, they will come in with two faces, two heads in the deep judgment, two tongue. It's not a game, people. What about the verse in Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah? It makes a companion go prostrate to the ground and crying to Rasulullah. Said, Ya Rasulullah, tell us extra salah, extra everything. But please tell Allah to take this verse out. Do you know that? They cannot take it. Rasulullah gets so angry. He said, don't say that. Don't do what other do before you did it with their messenger. You know what verse is that? In Surah Al-Baqarah? Huh?
That Allah will call you to account for what is in your heart.
You are accountable of what you have in your tongue or hidden in your heart. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوا يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. This has a story. A companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was walking when he felt something about one Muslim brother. He go home. You know what he did? He cannot go to sleep. His wife tell him, all of a sudden, he get up and leaving the house. She says, where are you going? In the middle of the night. He said, I'm going to ask him to forgive me. He said, wake up until morning. She said, I do not know if I have morning. He go, so and so. He said, what do you want? Something going on? He said, I won't talk to you. He said, we're going to meet in Fajr, please. Go home, we talk in Fajr. He said, I can't wait until Fajr. He said, what do you come here? What makes it so important to come here to talk to me now? He said, something in my chest. I did not say it in my tongue. He said, what's your problem? Did you not hear what Allah said? Do you know what Allah said? وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوا يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. He will judge you in the day of judgment. The another companion, what he said? He said, did you not hear what Allah said? فَيَغْفِرُوا لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will forgive whom He wants. The another companion don't wake up in the middle of the night and refuse to sleep. He said, continue the verse. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And torture whom He wants. He said, I do not know which one it means. He said, why you do not wait until Fajr? He said, I do not want the angel of Fajr to write it down. And I do not know if I'm going to survive until Fajr. Look at their iman of these people. Look at the iman of these people. This iman was alive. Believe me, all of us in big trouble. We are in the end of time. We are in the end of when the fitna time. What it means? Not too many people survive. And we take it slightly. By this way, betraying is a sign of hypocrite, is a sign of injustice. Allah hates it. And please do yourself a favor, all of us. How many D we have? how many voice we have. Don't blame genetic. Don't blame father and mother. Don't blame nobody. Because in the day of judgment, if you go to the grave now, you cannot blame nobody except yourself. If everybody beat you and be one person, is better than you than having 2 or 3 D. Because the problem with that, let me give you the bad news. You have 2D or 3D or 4D or 5D, whatever it is. It will grow with you. It will grow with you. Let me give you more bad news. You will give it to your children. You will give it to your children as a curse from Allah to you, as genetic, and you will give it to your children as a habit from your action. Is this a laughing matter now? What we giving to our children, what we show them, what we give them, you cannot lie. You cannot. As soon or later I will tell you, you are a liar. Whereas we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not love those who are kha'in, wal kha'ineen. Today with the technology, you know, today you cannot have peace in anybody's house anymore. Because now with the technology, you can have a remote camera connected to your computer. And when the guests come, you watch it. And you're listening. I know some people doing it already. Muslim. And they're happy about it. And they're building files for you. Imagine. This Islam. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Believe me, if you have any doubt of iman now, you said, Allah, take me. Take me, Allah. Why are you living? Living for what? Wallahu la yuhibbu al-musrifin. Allah do not like and do not love israf. Wa la tusrifu. Innahu la yuhibbu al-musrifin. What is israf? Israf, when you spend for no reason. When you spend to luxury. Now, if it's for you, it's not recommended. Or for other, it's called ikram. You see? Meaning, if you're spending luxury for yourself, it's not recommended. But if you spend it for other, as an ikram and generosity, is okay. And this one, Sheikh, one imam, was the early days, tabi'in. His student came to him, find out a lot of food. They asked him, israf. He said, if you see this for me, it's israf, but I have guests today. I want to give them ikram. But not to oppress yourself. Not to oppress yourself. This is a quality now Allah do not like. But not to the point he said, oh, I do not want to spend. I do not want to be among israf. To the point he becomes stingy. And stingy, you have to understand, stingy is too many levels. Stingy on yourself, stingy on other, stingy for Islam. Are we generous for Islam today? Tell me. Let me give you another bad news. If you're stingy in yourself, I promise you will be stingy with everybody. Because the stingy is actually stingy on himself. I know one man, he's a very simple man, extremely simple, not educated at all. You know what he have? He have nothing. And he always budgeted very low, because his budget is very, very small. Do you know what he does, him and his wife? Allah gives them unbelievable quality. Every time they have in a month, even any money, they spend it for Allah. I push this person to have any saving to pay for the rent. Just to pay for the rent on time. That's it. You know what he tell me? He smiled to me and tell me, how I know I'm going to live? I cannot talk. I cannot talk. Because this sentence, I cannot talk. And this make his soul is what? Very light. What make his soul very smiling? What make his soul very easy? Because when you think this way, do you think you have a problem? No way. The more you save, the more you worry, the more you have a problem, the more your soul become uptight. Do you think Allah will love you now? No way. By this way, today we finish the quality Allah love and the quality Allah hate according to Quran. Not me. Now, if you want, you can go to any ahadith book, open the chapter belong to that, and you will see how many ahadith in every chapter and every quality. And you will see the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you remember last week we talked about the bad quality Allah created us with, right? And the deficiency. Okay? Now, in meantime, Allah give you the medication and tell you how to cure it. By this way, the more you take the medication and the more you live the medication, the more you will be cured. What happens if I take the medication as entertainment? What happens if I take it as a degree? What happens if I take it as a decoration? I will become like Bani Israel. The curse of Bani Israel. Because the knowledge of Allah is not for fun, is not for entertainment. Is number one to decorate my soul, to elevate my soul, to cure my soul, to purify my soul, to cleanse my soul and my action, and to give me the good quality Allah love. By this way, when I die, I leave this earth with a role model, an example, and sunnah hasana, inshaAllah. Do you understand or no? Let me give you good news and bad news. The bad news: if you become one of those, you become one in a million. I bear witness to Allah, I've become one in a million. Because today, you hardly find somebody really running to be good quality for Allah. Not for himself. You find plenty for himself. This is the one they believe, I have to be good and that's it. But you do not get the message. You cannot be good to yourself, you cannot. You have to be good to yourself and good to others. You cannot divorce yourself from Islam. You cannot. Today we won't divorce ourselves from Islam. It's not my duty. It's not my business. And this is why later when you have the situation with this lady, who supports you? How many people can? And this one is the sign of the hypocrite. When the time comes and you ask him, oh, support me, they said, excuse me, wrong number. Go to George Bush. Go to Shaitan. It's not me. I'm more than Shaitan. I'm serious. And this is a sign of the hypocrite. How you know it? Read Surah At-Tawbah. Read it carefully. You know who you are. Wallah. You know who you are. Because when that situation arises, they tell you, excuse me. No, not me. Islam full of quality, not a talk, not a session, not an explanation, not a linguistic understanding. Because all this to help me to what? Help me to Allah. And help me to what? To build the quality. And this is why some of the most sophisticated scholars in the Muslim Ummah, they did tawbah of their knowledge. And they went crying to Allah until they die. Yes. What it means? They accumulate knowledge. They have a status in the society. But they forget, they never really give enough of their knowledge to Allah. Meaning they never make an effort enough. Because one of the situations is almost like you have too much money or too much brain. What you do? You have a status. And you become comfortable with your status. If you remember the first ayah I said today, those who are comfortable with their status and they forget akhirah. Because what is the knowledge? Like Imam Samarqandi, he said, what is the most knowledgeable person? The one who prepare himself for death. This is a knowledgeable person. By this way, the person, he afraid to save even for this month, and he prepare for himself for death. More knowledgeable, or the person who's seeking knowledge every day, but worry about tomorrow? Tell me, which one is more knowledgeable? You see? Which one has more trust in Allah? You see? Believe me, I met many learned people today, and they not trust. Worry about tomorrow. What happened to all this knowledge? Imagine, you have the book of Quran, you're calling Allah, and you worry about tomorrow? Tell me, what the knowledge did? If the knowledge do not make you closer to Allah.
When you talk about knowledge, you go back to knowledge, or do you ask Allah to make it benefit for you and for others?
MashaAllah. When you make tawbah from knowledge, what does it mean? You have to ask Allah to help you to be the cause of be a role model of this knowledge and to spread this knowledge the maximum you can. And you spend your ultimate or most effort for Sabilillah. What happens if it's not happening? Do whatever you can. And I promise you, according to your intention, Allah will give you. I trust in Allah. I don't trust nobody. I trust in Allah. And Allah's word is what? According to your intention, Allah will give you. Is this understood today or no? Now, but we have to remember something in Islam. What you heard today is from Quran. Now, you have to go to a hadith. Now the hadith containing different quality too. But the different quality in a hadith is belong to what? Actually explanation in detail and in action, the word of Allah. You remember, for example, when Allah said, Allah love al-muhsineen? Now you read. This one of the hadith I love so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loved those who are benefit others. Allah loves those who benefit others. And the most beneficial to others. If you think about this hadith, it will cover everything.
Yeah.
Really. Because you cannot be beneficial to others when you're stingy. You cannot be better for others and be good to others when you are really into yourself. You cannot be a spreader to other when you have injustice. You cannot be a spreader to other when you're not a muhsin. You see? It has everything. What about today? Imagine people going to Jahannam and we're sitting watching. Imagine how many times I'm thinking about it. Believe me, last week when I watched this volcano, Allahu Akbar. I said, what happened to us? Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me what you done for my deen? What you done for Islam? What I tell him? Tell me, what I tell him? Oh Allah, I study, I do zikr, I'm nice. I want to go to Jannah, Allah, but everybody can go to hell. It's not my fault. And we forget we are the ummah of what? Amr bil ma'roof. If you read Quran carefully, we are the ummah of Ma'ruf. What happened to the people of Ma'ruf is not doing Ma'ruf? Can we blame the people who do Munkar? Can we blame them? You see? You have naked bar, you have bars all over, you have this, you have that. Why? Why? Us. Today, some successful Muslim is what? Tourist. Why? Tourist business is easy money. I remember when I was young, my father inherited many big, like call it chalet or villa or houses in the beach. And he refused to rent them most of the time. Until he rent them to a certain family. I said, my father, why? He said, my son, you do not know. It's an amana, it's a trust. If somebody to live with me or rent it from me, who's he are? If he committing to doing mischief tonight, and I allow them, and I take money for it? He said, my son, you do not know, this money become haram. And this night become curse on me. And believe me, sometime, we have many, many apartments in the best location, Mediterranean, and sometimes empty for a long time. You know why? Because my father worried about who he rented to. Do we think about that today? Do we think about who will visit our home? And if I have property, who will rent it? We don't care. The whole topic becomes money. This stuff is not easy. It's an amana. It's a trust. You will be questioned about it. You said, excuse me, it's not my country. It's not your country, but it's the country of Allah. You are obligated. My father used to tell me something so beautiful. I hardly heard it from anybody. He told my son, do you know what is my property is? I said, what is it? He said, I become in the front of Allah the Amir. I'm the Khalifa of this property. Meaning whatever going on inside it, I'm responsible. Outside is not my job. But inside, minimum, is my duty. He said to me, imagine if I fail inside. Believe me, he used to get a beautiful bargain and people call him, you dumb, you stupid. In this area, you can make plenty of money. You can rent it to the people of movie. You can make a lot of money in short time. Why you end up with people, you know, sometimes he end up with family cannot pay. Or breaking things and we end up fixing it and we're paying more. Wow. Yes, always. You know why? The trial has to continue. From the family, he's dumb, he's stupid, he's crazy, something wrong with his head. Only what? Because he has a little bit of taqwa in his heart. And he didn't want to have haram money. He believed he's responsible. He said, if others are doing it, I cannot be responsible. Whoever governor, he's responsible. But at least I'm the governor of my own house. How many Muslims think this way? How many Muslims open motel and hotel? Many people tell him, oh Muhammad, open a hotel, open a motel. He tell me I'm good. He was a very good businessman. But he refused many business. And every time he refused, I asked him why. He said, it's responsibility, my son. What I'm helping people to do? To go to the room doing what? Do we do that? Do we think it this way? Why? We do not think about Akhirah. We do not think about we are responsible. We responsible. We do not get it. We responsible people. Allah put us in this earth and give us the guidance as a responsibility. Look at Europe. How many Muslims in Europe for a long time? And what's he done? Generating what? Mischief. Fasad. What happening in here? Same. What we spreading? When you die, what angel will say? What the earth will say? What the people will say? What you spreading? How you spend your time? How you spend your knowledge? How you spend your effort? Is this not justice and injustice? Not to yourself, to mankind, to Muslim and non-Muslim, to animal. Tell me, give me an issue, and I assure you, it's un-Islamic. And we go back to the basic again. If you really claim you love Allah, follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Do we remember this man? Or only on the road Sharif? make salah ala nabi. But our life is completely the opposite of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our life is completely the opposite. And imagine, think about it now. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a motel. And have a hotel. He rented to everybody to make money? Tell me. What about Umar ibn Khattab or Abu Bakr? He will do the same? Ask yourself. What about your money? What about your time? What about your thinking? What about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, Ya Allah, لا يؤمن أحدكم. Nobody will be a believer among you unless هواه تبعا إلى ما جئت به. His desire, his thinking, his hawa is following what I came with. Not your thinking, hawa. Hawa in Arabic is the upper layer of your desire. The things you do with it unintentionally. This hawa. Because fikr, thinking, is something you really doing it. But imagine the hawa. This hadith is very
subconscious. Your subconscious.
It's like I walk this way. I eat this way.
Yeah.
I like this. I do not. This is your hawa. And Rasulullah, he said, you will not be a believer unless your hawa is following me. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. You will never be a believer unless the love of Allah wa Rasuluh above the love of anything. Do we have this? Tell me. Do we really deep down the love of Allah and Rasulullah is above any love? We say it with our tongue when the situation arises. My daughter, my son, my cousin, this, that, my lunatic. Right? Really? Wallahi, people, we are in a state of lie, deep lie. Deep lie, big lie. And we're going so express for more deep lie. Unless we make a turnaround, so heavily turnaround. And this need an honest intention with sidq and ikhlas. How many hadiths I can tell you about love? It's a lot. Go to the chapter of love in Riyad al-Salihin, in Ihya al-Umiddin, in any book, in Sahih al-Bukhari. Go to the chapter, read all the hadiths has been reported about that. By the way, I have a bad news for you, but a good news for those who really love Allah. Do you know how many verses in Quran about loving Allah? Almost 108. Yes. And this completely close to the same amount of provision. Why Allah mentioned about loving Allah and provision too much? Because he knows this too crucial topic. Very crucial topic to us. Tell me now, after you heard that, what we're planning to do, not to say. Tell me what you're planning to do, not to say. How many D you are? 3D, 4D, 5D, or 1D? Anybody know what meaning D?
Dimension.
And a Muslim, how many dimensions will have? I cannot hear you.
One.
How many talk you should have?
One.
How many commitment you should have?
One.
How many heart you should have?
One.
How many thinking you should have?
One.
How many love you should have?
One.
And all of them to whom?
Allah.
Allah wa Rasuluh and the Deen of Islam. Why Allah gives us the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam? Why? To teach us what happened if you loved your son or your daughter or belonging. And today I bear witness to Allah. The majority of Ummah worship their kids. Worship. Yeah. In a state of worship. If you squeeze any mother or father, it's my daughter or my son. And not for Sabilillah, for the. We don't care about Akhirah, we care about dunya. Our mind and our heart is completely programmed for what? For dunya. And a mu'min, the believer, is supposed to be programmed for what?
Akhirah.
My talk is foreigner today. Some people might dislike that. Why you wake me up? I'm sleepy, leave me sleepy. Leave me, I'm in ghafla. Imagine this is a condition of the whole mankind, and we're watching. You cannot find any spot in earth today without mischief. Do you think the companion will do the same? Imagine Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, and he heard the people of Bahrain, the people of the Gulf, is stopping part, not all, part of the Kaman. Do you know what he said? He said, I am Qusuddin wa ana hayy. Is deen of Allah will decrease and I'm still alive?
Yeah.
And when the companion started giving all kind of doubt, you know what he said? Wallahi, if none of you move, I am moving alone. And he started moving. Umar ibn Khattab later on, he said, radiallahu anhu, he said, with the power of the conviction of Abu Bakr, I will follow him. I said, this man cannot have this power without something hidden. I do not understand what he's talking about. I do not get it until later on I get it. Umar ibn Khattab do not get it. Right away he did not get it. He said that by his tongue. He said, the only thing I was convinced, this man cannot be convinced like that without something from him. Because Allah, I know he's so close to Rasulullah and he never can be shaitan over him. Look at the belief. Do we think this way? Today you give people advice, the following day is the opposite. You give them advice, the following day is the opposite. Why? You take the advice, you put it in a helicopter, you put the mixer on, you put the shayateen meeting, and you come with garbage. We did not send it to Allah. And when you stuck, you said, let me do istikhar. And your helicopter is still working. Ya Allah, believe me, lately I'm really choked, really choked. Every time I look, I'm choked. And I feel paralyzed. And you know who's the guilty one? Is me. Not you, it's me. Because if I have better quality, this not will be the condition. If I have better quality, this not will be the condition. Allah will give me elevation. Allah will give me power. Allah will give me light, penetrate. But Allah give me according to me. That's it. If I have the quality like the companion, already New York City will be a Muslim today. Not tomorrow, today. Imagine the inner towns, the whole town become a Muslim in one day. One day, 2 days, 1 week, that's it. And when you have one Muslim, Allahu Akbar. And when family by itself go out of Islam, we don't care. Like one person used to say, today we happy about one person go to Islam. And we do not care about how many family out of Islam already. By the way, if you ask me today, if you do not have your thinking, your heart, your devotion toward Akhirah, where are you going? This automatically will be what? Dunya, material, need, provision. And before you know it, you're finished. And if you talk like that, you said, excuse me, how I get provision? Do you know how many word about how many verse about provision? Almost 85 verse in Quran about provision. Emphasize, I'm the Razzaq, I'm the Razzaq, I'm the Razzaq. Today the Ummah believe Allah is not the Razzaq. And this is why we're so busy. Imagine if the companion did like us. Imagine. This talk not for everybody, honest to Allah. This talk for those Allah choose to open their heart and become a slave to Allah. This word only for those who have ikhlas and sidq and they believe they're going to meet Allah. This talk only for those who believe they will be accountable in the front of Allah of what's going on. Women and men, young or old, you're not off the hook. In a society like that, in a situation like that, nobody off the hook. Everybody will be accountable according to who they are. And believe me, if you're listening to me, you are in big trouble. Big trouble. If you think you're going to listen to me and you're off the hook, you are in the hook. You have no choice now. You listen to the message the way it is. You want to go play a game? Go. But remember, we are witness to each other or against each other. It's not a game. Time is running so quick, and every day we are close to the grave. And all of a sudden, you will be accountable. Young or old, male or female, you like it or you don't, you have or you do not have. Because even if you have nothing, you can make dua. You can make it your cause. At this time, you are a winner. Any question, any concern about this issue? Please go watch Volcano. Ask yourself, can I take it? How many earthquakes in Indonesia? How many more they predict? Are we exempt? How many last year in Iran? How many in Egypt? How many in Turkey? How many volcanoes happened many years ago in Italy? Do we get it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said it. How many signs you pass by and you are in a state of ghafla? You do not see. Imagine we're watching sins. We're listening to sins and we become normal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man ahabba fi Allah aw lillah. Whoever loved for Allah and disliked for Allah, faqad iktamala imanu. Those who love for Allah and hate and dislike for Allah, they complete their iman. Do we love each other for Allah? Or we hate anybody because Allah? The companion hate their own father and mother for sabilillah, because they choose kufr over Allah. By this way, the wilayah, the loyalty was whom? Allah wa Rasuluh. To Islam. Not to Baba and Mama. Not to society. Not to money. Not to my tribe. Not to my way. No. Do we have part of that? If you do not believe me, you can go to Atlantic Avenue and you buy the book Al-Wala wal-Bara in Islam by Ibn Taymiyyah. Al-Wala wal-Bara. Loyalty to Allah wa Rasuluh. Al-Bara meaning purity and disengage completely from disbelief and bid'ah and dalala, part of our Islam too. Do we do that? Not we learn it. Today we are good to learn it, to write it down, to have notes. Okay? But when the action comes, what we do? Do we follow it? Today, every moment you can follow a piece of Islam, follow, not listen, follow. You will be a winner. We are in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal. And according to the most of historians, and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah's birth was what? 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. And what is significant about the remembering of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To sit down, make durud, to make halwa, or to remember how much I learned about this man, how many advice of him I have it in my life, how many sunnah I try to live it, and how many sunnah I try to revive it. I was reading hadith long time ago. I used to love so much. I'm still doing, inshallah. Man ahya sunnah min sunnati. فَلَهُ أَجْرْ شَهِيدٌ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ أَجْرْ مِئَةَ شَهِيدٌ. Whoever revive a sunnah of my sunnah in a corruption of my ummah will get the reward of 100 martyrs and another reward 1 martyrs. Let me ask yourself now and ask every one of us, how many sunnah you try to live it and try to elevate it and try to spread it? Miswak is a sunnah. The kufi is a sunnah. The beard is a sunnah. Using olive oil at night is a sunnah. Eating with 3 fingers is a sunnah. Eating together in a dish is a sunnah. Loving the believer is a sunnah. What about loving akhirah? Is not a sunnah? Hating this dunya is not a sunnah and advice. Spreading the deen of Islam is not a sunnah and advice and a command. Or we pick up a few sunnah and we like it and that's it. And we said bye bye to the rest of the deen of Allah. What about building good manner? Spreading akhlaq and adab. What about to care about the neighbors? Tell me. May Allah forgive us, all of us. He's a big sinner and we do not know. Or we know and we ignore it. If we die, who's responsible about the deen of Allah? Tell me, who's responsible? If I say it is not me, it's not you, it's not him, it's not her, who? Shayateen responsible? Is a duty, is a job. Allah give it to us. And this I consider today the mother of all the mother. Because if we forget that, you know what will happen? We become full of dunya. And before you know it, that's it. Your goal, your achievement, your spending time, money, everything will be for what? To achieve a piece of dunya. Live dunya, but to achieve Islam. You have to have a goal. You have to ask Allah, oh Allah, make me somebody. Oh Allah, make me the guardian of Islam. Oh Allah, make me the one who do whatever I can to spread Islam in every mean possible. And it's up to Allah to accept you. All you need is intention. Not action, intention. And if your intention have sought, I promise you, Allah will be with you. But it has to be purely for Allah, not anything else. What time do you have now? 354. Any question, any concern? Don't be quiet. There's a lot going on.
I have a question. Regarding the kufi, you said it's sunnah. I hear some brothers that say it's not a sunnah, and they say that imam is a sunnah, not really the kufi.
Okay. Imama, the turban, is a real sunnah, correct? Qulun sawa is Arabic called Qulun sawa in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a root. Qulun sawa is the minimum. Now take the Qulun sawa out, meaning talk the kufi out. If I meet you in the street, how I know you are a Muslim? Even if you have a beard, how I know? If a sister in the street needs your help, how she know you are a Muslim? Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh and many other imams, he make a fatwa. And this fatwa almost like 800-900 years ago. And he said, wearing a kufi in a Muslim ummah is a sunnah. Wearing a kufi or cover of the head, or a turban or imama or qulun sawa in a non-Muslim country is a farz, obligation. And they say what? For tamyiz. Number one, to make you known. Why to make you known? To able to give salam to each other. And to give help to any Muslim sister in the street in case she needs you. And to announce yourself and spread Islam. And the first stage of by announcing who you are. Now imagine, ask yourself, every nationality and every group, they feel proud of their own head cover. Except us. We're so shy, we so feel weird, we feel it will kind of stop my provision. You see? It will decrease my provision. It put me in a problem. Once you start feeling this way, Allahu Akbar. When I was young, before I came to this country, I was going to Europe when I was 17 years old. And we went to Sheikh, Allah Arham, to ask him, we're going to Europe, can we go? And this was another regular Sheikh. You know who Sheikh is, Sheikh? Allah Arhamah. He was the head of the, what do you call it, mentor or the education of Shiuch. Like the minister of a group, meaning any Sheikh, to be a big Sheikh, they have to go to him. Meaning he is the leader of a group to care about the education of Shiuch. Meaning to enter under him, you have to be a level of a complete sheikh or a scholar already. And he take it from there. This is who he is. And we ask him, we want to go to Europe. He said no. We keep begging him, please, said yes. He cried. And he tell us one question. I will give you one question. If you answer, go. If you cannot answer, don't go. Now we're waiting for the question. Do you know what the question he told us? This is a big sheikh now. Big, big, big one. Allah Alhamdulillah. His name is Jamil Ghazi. And he died young. You cannot know what he's talking about. This man, every word I heard from him, it benefited me until this day. Really. One of the speech he gave a speech about Allahu Akbar and what it means. He said, this ummah is not going anywhere unless we believe Allahu Akbar. He said, today we do not believe in Allahu Akbar. We say it in our tongue. He said, the moment a Muslim believe Allahu Akbar, Allah will be Akbar for him. And Allah will be with you according to how much Allahu Akbar in your heart. He said, after crying and silent. He said, let me ask you a question. If you die and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many Muslims passing by and you will not give them salam? And what are you going to say to Allah? We do not get it. He said, if you go to Europe, did you bought a kufi or cover in the head? We said, what this has to do with Europe? He started crying and weeping. He said, how many Muslims will pass by each other and will not give each other the minimum, which is salam? And he started crying and said, what happened when you die and when you are in front of Allah, the first riot between two Muslims is salam. And you do not give your Muslim brother salam and you have excuse. What are you going to say to Allah? What is your excuse? Imagine this big scholar, what he's talking about. Only one. We ask him, you forget everything and you don't worry about salam? You know what he said? He said, if you lost salam between each other, you lost everything. Why? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina, what's the first advice he gave it to the Medina? Anybody remember? Afshu salam. He spread salam. How many Muslims passing each other now give salam? How many Muslims want to show each other in salam? I go places and people look at me the way am I. And I know, I can see, you are a Muslim. And you have the sign in your head and you will not give me salam. And sometimes I be quiet to see how you're going to act. And it's make me shame. Shame who you are and who am I. This is what happened to us. Salam is a tiny action, but it means a lot. Do you know what the hadith really what it, the whole hadith is scary. This hadith, when I start learning it when I was too young, is scary. You know what hadith said? لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will never enter Jannah unless you become a believer. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And you will never be a believer unless you love each other. Who's giving this hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we believe in him? Wallahi, we're too far from believing in Rasulullah. We give each other halwa? Yes. We give each other leftover food? Yes. But we love each other according to the sunnah? Or this sunnah is exempt? You will not enter Jannah until you believe. And you will never believe unless you love each other. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوا تَحَبَبْتُمْ. Can I teach you and show you something? If you do, you love each other. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam. Now let me give you bad news now. Very bad news. Do you think salam, meaning salamu alaykum, is more deeper than that? Arabic people understand salam. If I give you salam and I see your face has a problem, I have to ask you what happened. And I have to make my utmost to help you. Do we do that today? Do we try to dig if I can help you? Or give salam and everybody go to hell? This is what we do. Go to Jahannam, go. Salam alaikum. Bye bye. Go. Like today we give in salam with the intention, get away from me. Give me salam but don't ask me for anything. Give me salam but don't give me homework. Give me salam and looking for something, somebody else. I do not want to go to Jannah, look for somebody else. People today are afraid from each other, we as a Muslim asking each other help. We're supposed to be a Muslim looking like, if you look at the early people, a beggar when he come knocking the door, one pious person or a companion, a beggar came. And he said, who's in the door? He said, I'm a beggar. I need something. He opened the door. He said, no, you're not a beggar. You are a sharif. You're exalted. And I'm the beggar. He said, how come you talk like that? He said, because without you, I cannot go to Jannah. Come on, please. I have to respect you. Allah sent you to me for me to go to Jannah. Look at their understanding. Aisha radiallahu anha, when a beggar come, she has a perfume, very expensive perfume. And she used to take the coin, put it in a misk, in perfume, before she give it to the beggar. And one of the people asked her, Ya Aisha, why are you doing that? She said, do you know who I give the coin to? I put it in the hand of Allah before I put it in the hand of a beggar. And I wanted to go to Allah with perfumed. And this is why she has another nickname, Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummu Tib, the mother of perfume. Not because she spent it over herself or spray it in the house, because she used to put the coin or the money in the perfume before she gave it to a beggar. Do we give the beggar today with a humble and humility and respect to the person with dignity? Some companion used to go all over looking for a beggar. Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, his son, he find him in the market asking for money. The son of Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, his son looking for him in the market in the morning, asking for 3 dirham, like 3 bennies, to have food for the donkey or the horse. His son go to him. He said, my father, what's going on with you? He said, what's the problem? He said, you asking, you borrow money today for your horse? How come? He said, what do you mean? He said, I saw you with my eyes. Yesterday you make a business for 3,000 dinar. 3,000 dinar. And today you're looking for 3 dirham for the mule or the horse? How? He said, my son, you know how the beggar and the needy people love me. When I went Salat al-Isha, by the time I reach home, I have nothing. He said, okay, what about your coat? You have a beautiful coat yesterday. What happened? He said, I was passing by when a one person was cold. He asked me, please, I'm cold, give me something to warm. I have two. I have the new, I have the old. And I remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you give your best. And I like it so much. And I just received it yesterday as a gift. He never go home with it. He never go home with it. Today, please, I give you a gift. Don't spend it. Keep it. Keep it until you go to Jahannam. Keep it. You see, we think a gift we have to keep. Who said that? Rasulullah SAW used to receive a lot of gift, meaning he become a multimillionaire. No, you get a gift today, in 1 minute it's gone. It's gone. Don't keep nothing. Do you think today anybody have the iman of Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab? Do you think this man, he doesn't know Islam and Aqeedah and Sharia, and today we know? Something wrong with us. What about Ibn Abbas? The famous story, I tell you about it. When he went to i'tikaf 3 days in Masjid Nafl, he entered Masjid al-Nabawi with the intention i'tikaf 3 days. And he find a man next to the wall, quiet. He looked at him. He said, oh man, you look, you have a ka'aba in your face. You have some calamity in your face. What's wrong with you? He said, leave me alone. Leave me alone, Ibn Abbas. Now us, Allahu Akbar, kick him out. I make salah and go home. Go to Jahannam. Right? We don't care. We have no caring. We have no rahmah in our heart. We're only so selfish, we think about ourselves. Where's iman? He's gone. And we call this iman? Wallahi, something wrong. He did wrong with us. And what happened? He said, Wallahi, I swear by Allah. Tell me what's the problem with you. He said, Ibn Abbas, the son of uncle of Rasulullah, you swear by Allah and who you are, meaning I have to do whatever you said because it's part of Islam. If a Muslim brother swear to you, you have to bear his qasam. You have to accept. He said, I have debts. I do not want to talk to nobody. And my debts, the owner of my debts outside. I'm so shy to go outside. Now, Ibn Abbas at this time, he has his na'al, his slipper underneath his arm. He didn't sit yet. He didn't do anything yet. He started leaving. He said to him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to pay your debts. He said, how? You have 3 days i'tikaf. And when you intend 3 days i'tikaf, it becomes almost obligation. You have to fulfill it. He said, ya hada, ama sami'ta qawla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did you not hear what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Man masha liqada'i hajat akhi, ka'annama a'takafa fi masjidi hada 10 sanawat. If you intend to walk with the intention to fulfill a need of your Muslim brother, is it equal 10 years i'tikaf in my Masjid al-Nabawi? Equal 10 years i'tikaf? Tell me now, just to walk with the intention to fulfill a need of somebody, you already have 10 years i'tikaf. 10 years seclusion in Masjid al-Nabawi. One scholar, he put explanation. This include, because when Allah promised you, when Rasulullah promised you, you get this 10 years with salah, with fasting, with qiyam, with zikr, with everything as a package, as a gift for you. Just to intend to help somebody. How many of us try to think, oh Allah, please don't make me sleep tonight without helping somebody. But today, tick, close the door. If somebody coming for help, I'm not here. Don't answer the phone. You see? This is our mentality. This is our mentality. Look at their mentality and look at our mentality. What about Khadija radiallahu anha? And how much she spent for Sabilillah? She spent everything. And what she get? She gets the highest palace in Jannah. The highest palace in Jannah for her. Why? She saved? She said, ya Rasulullah, give dawah. I marry you with money. It's my money. What do you want? You see, according to Sharia, I have not to give you money. It's your money. Today we love to talk to each other by law. In a time we like. In a topic we like. Yeah? Tell me. By this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated to Medina, the first action he did is make what? Ukhuwa. The brotherhood in Islam. And this ukhuwa require what? To give. To give. And this giving what make them free. Today, I promise you, part of your iman is missing unless whatever connected to your heart, you let it free. Whatever attachment in your heart, you have to let it go. And before you die, not after you die. Because if you let it go, now you're free to Allah. You remember the man who have a garden, beautiful garden, and he went to Rasulullah and said, ya Rasulullah, open your hand. He said, what is it? He said, my garden completely for Sabilillah. He said, why? He said, every time I go to Salah, I'm thinking about my garden. And I do not want anything to be between me and Allah. And if my garden coming between me, I do not want it. Take it, ya Rasulullah. He said, save some for your family. He said, no, I give it already. I do not want to change my mind. The whole garden, he could not change his mind. He afraid. He set intention already for Sabilillah. How many people set intention and change it? Set a goal and change it? Why? Because no iman. Not weak, no iman. You have iman of what you have. You do not have iman of what Allah promised you. When I look all over, I cannot take it anymore. As long as we do not believe in Allah promise, this is what's happening. We do not believe in what Allah promised. Meaning Allah, I do not care about what you promise. I care about what you have. Don't touch what I have. Don't even dare to think about it. And the Muslim is easy. It's easy giving. Why? Iman. And this was generate ihsan.
You're talking about giving. How about if, I read the hadith about doing extravagance?
Eh?
Like too much. Where is the middle between giving and not doing too much?
Okay. What do you say too much?
I forgot the word extravagance.
Hmm?
I don't know.
Extravagance?
Yeah. It's the same.
Okay. You see today, forgive me, Saida, but in the Muslim Ummah today, we want 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Show me in Quran and Ahadith 50-50. Okay, let me give you another companion story and tell me where is a 50-50. One companion, he received a booty after the battle. A lot of booty. He keeps spending. The house full of booty, full of treasure, money, girls, everything is gone. Except little bit left over in the Quran. And all night crying. His wife asked him, what are you crying for? He said, I'm crying of this. I cannot find somebody for it. She said, do you have intent to do it, to give it somebody? He said, yes. He said, why you cannot wait until tomorrow? He said, I'm afraid. It will be written, I'm owner of this one tonight. You see, one night he is here. She said, okay, what do you want? He said, I want to give it to Fisabilillah. He said, I bear witness to that. He said, it's not enough. You cannot be a witness. She said, okay, I give you an idea, just to go to sleep. Just for him, for her husband to go to sleep. She said, go to any neighbor. Ask him to come and bear witness this for Sabilillah. And they'll go to sleep. And let them take your responsibility. He called the neighbor in the middle of the night. He said, what is it? He said, come. This corner, whatever it is, for Sabilillah. He said, okay, we bear witnesses for Sabilillah. Wonder what happened. The wife said, he never wake up. He did, before Fajr. Yeah. Look what Allah gives him basira. But you worry about lift over the booty. He gave everything. Lift over and you worry. Do we think even one person like that? Because what happened? The word of Allah, the word of Rasulullah, the life of the companion is our role model. You agree? Show me a companion said 50-50. Show me. Only today. But I will tell you what Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali said, rahmatullah alayhi. It's almost gone.
3 minutes.
3 minutes? Okay. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, what he said? He said, if your iman is weak, don't do that. Yeah. If your iman is weak, you cannot do like Abdullah ibn Umar. You cannot do like these people. You cannot. But in the meantime, you cannot say, excuse me, my iman is weak. Let me stay like that. You see? Today we love. We say, I know many brother who tell me, my iman is weak. Okay, what does it mean? Leave me alone.
They're honest.
No, they're not honest. They are liar. I tell you why. If somebody tell you have cancer today, you said I have cancer and sit home, or you will do everything possible. You see, by this way with iman only, leave me alone. If somebody tell you have first degree poison, you run to the hospital. You get all kind of medication. You see, any problem in dunya, you will run and you do all the effort for it. When it comes to iman, like now, my iman is weak, it becomes like, you know, Like, this is a nice word I use. Every time a situation arises, excuse me, my iman is weak. Meaning, leave me alone. Because you're supposed to what? Your iman is weak, but develop it. Now, how you develop your iman? By increasing the effort. By this way, can I set my iman is weak and sit? You cannot do that. But we love to do that. You see? Allahu Akbar, people. Do you think you are living today? Okay, why about this? Everybody now would say, oh, do you remember the famous say in Athar? اعمل لآخرتك كأنك إيه؟ تموت غدا واعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا. Do to your akhirah like you're going to die tomorrow. And do to your dunya like you're living forever. Arabic people love that. They love it. And everybody's doing. Doing for what? Dunya. And forget about another part. ولا تنسى نصيبك من الدنيا. Don't forget your share of dunya. By this way, we pick up the hadith and the verses to suit our sickness. And we even interpret it in the wrong way. It's almost like, excuse me, you want Jannah? Go to Jannah. I do not want Jannah. I want Jahannam. Leave me alone. You see? This is what we're doing. It's almost like I'm Allah advertising for something so bad. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. People wake up. Is Jannah or Jahannam? Is not three. Only two places after death. And each one of us doing toward one of them. And no gain. Either you gain your day or you lose your day. And let me tell you, any one of you do not have too much, you have a lot. You know what you have? Intention. Intention is more powerful than anything else. This all you own. If you have good intention, you're done. You're done. Please, don't lose shayateen action. Set intention high. Aim high. Allahu Akbar. Don't aim low. Aim high. Trust in Allah. You will see what Allah will do for you.